And now, Anna and Raven's Middle Schooler News.
Hans, tell us about you, where you're from, what school you go to, what grade you're going into.
I'm from Portland, and I go to Southern Middle School. Right now, I'm going into seventh grade.
Nice.
Seventh grade was the jam for me, Anna. I know you hear me say it all the time, but first school dance, first girlfriend.
Oh, my gosh. Hans, are you looking for a girlfriend or anybody, or no?
No.
I don't blame you.
Well, neither was I. Just kind of fell in my lap.
Yeah.
One day, it was like, you're going out with my friend now. And I was like, okay.
Hans, you want to give a shout-out to anybody? Say hello?
Not really.
He's like, it's summertime. I have no friends. Haven't seen them.
Yeah, me neither.
Good for you, Hans. All right, start us off there.
Give us the three biggest news stories of the week.
This summer, North America has been hosting the World Cup, a soccer tournament that was created in 1960 by FIFA and held by Uruguay, the host nation that year. Some of the greatest soccer players ever have played in the World Cup. Fun fact, in the 2026 World Cup, more than 4.6 people have had an in-person attendance, a world record. Also, 300,000 hot dogs have been consumed.
1.5 million people and 500,000 hot dogs. Anna is the huge footballer fan here in the building. And I have to say this, I mean, you haven't been wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's had a huge impact here in the United States. I really feel like it is a big moment for soccer. Even as a naysayer for many, many years, I can see that the energy has been great. And the games have been good. Everything that I've read has been like, this game was the best game.
There have been some tremendous games. Yeah. And also, let's give it up for hot dog consumption. That is a lot of hot dogs that were eaten during this time.
Yeah, definitely. There's been some tremendous consumption. Yes, also.
All right, go ahead, Hans. Give us number two.
All right, speaking of the World Cup, the FIFA World Cup has moved into quarterfinals, where France played Morocco, Norway plays England, and then Argentina will play Switzerland. Another notable detail is that soccer legends Ronaldo and Neymar had their last World Cup games.
Yeah, Ronaldo walking away, he was super emotional. And I got to think, like, as somebody at the height and the level and, you know, GOAT status as he has, to walk away knowing that was your last World Cup. You left it all on the pitch. It's over now, and you just got to move on. I don't know. It made me sad, too.
I mean, it's not like he's going to stop playing professionally.
Yeah, but
it's just he won't be selected next year for his next time around. Right.
4 years.
For his national team.
And the truth of the matter is, it's because he's aging out. They're getting older, and you can't
compete. And there's other guys that are, you know, I mean, better in that crunch time there. Do you think he ends up playing here in the States?
I think for the right amount of money, Ronaldo comes. I mean, Messi did. So
right.
I don't see why he wouldn't do it as well. Not that they need more money. They're billionaires. You know, they're like the top paying athletes in the entire world of all the sports. But
it's fun to be big in America.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want.
All right, Hans, give us that third story.
Okay. On July 3rd, last weekend, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got married. Taylor Swift is a 14-time Grammy-winning and pop superstar, while Travis is a 2-time Super Bowl-winning lineman for the Chiefs. The event took place at Madison Square Garden in New York, and Adam Sandler married them.
Have you seen the dress, Hans? Because we haven't.
I haven't seen it yet.
Did you get an invite to the wedding? Because everybody did.
No, I did not. Which is strange.
I know. Like, it is strange. That's the first thing I thought, because I didn't get one either. I was like, that's weird. Maybe she just forgot my address.
Yeah.
I'll send it to her again. I'll DM it for the 5,000th time.
Here's the play. Now, the flex right now, Hans, is you just say, I did get it, but I had to politely decline. That's what you say, because nobody can check that. Nobody knows whether or not you're telling the truth.
Okay.
I saw Charles Barkley said that. I was like, wait a minute.
Yep.
Charles Barkley? He's like, I'd rather go golfing. Okay.
Well, you did a wonderful job today, Hans. Thank you so much for being our Middle Schooler of the Week.
Thank you.
We're always looking for middle schoolers to join us on the air. If you or your child is interested, sign them up at annaandraven.com.